epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 on this Thursday, the 24th of July. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane, in for Rob Hart. Well, McDonald's is planning to test new coffee drinks, refreshers, and flavored sodas. We'll learn more in our next segment, but first, league officials set to visit Chicago next month, announcing that Wrigley Field will host the 2027 MLB All-Star Game. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Justin Lawrence, reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. Justin, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. All right, we've heard rumblings about MLB picking Wrigley for the next All-Star Game. What are we hearing was behind the league's choice there?
Hi, Andy. Yeah, this has been something we've kind of been an open secret for quite a while now, but the Chicago City Council approved $10 million in funding towards a total overlay of $32 million for these security bollards. You know, we say bollards, but think like heavy duty, to prevent a terrorist attack, a truck or a car driving into the area around the field there. And once that was secured, that was kind of the last step to get this done. Although it wasn't official at the time that happened in June, you know, they still had some details to work out, like MLB wants to rent a lot of discounted hotel rooms in the city. And all of that has now been hammered out. And Commissioner Rob Manfred and Mayor Brandon Johnson, I believe the governor, will be there as well at August 1st at Wrigley Field to make this official.
All right, so you mentioned the mayor, you mentioned the governor, and also city council a little earlier on. What kind of role did local government kind of have to play here in terms of convincing MLB to bring the All-Star Game to Chicago?
Yeah, I really think it was that, you know, we had to give up $10 million in city taxpayer funding. The state's chipping in $12 million, and this, you know, goes to pay for those bollards. This has been something that they've discussed, going back to former Mayor Rahm Emanuel. It's been a long time ask of MLB to improve the security around there, and they've said, Rob Manfred said previously that this was kind of the last outstanding issue to award an All-Star Game to Wrigley. It's been since 1990, since the Cubs have hosted one. And once that was secured, I think it was kind of a done deal, and we just had to cross the T's, dot the I's.
And Justin, you mentioned the hotel aspect there too, and I'm curious what kind of economic boost the city could maybe expect to get. I mean, you know, we just saw obviously everything that was happening in Atlanta, and you get all these celebrities there, tourism, obviously. What can Chicago's economy look for here once the game comes to the city?
Right. I think there will be a healthy amount of people coming in. The MLB hotel block that's kind of under it, that they're reserving, we know, is between 4,000 and 5,000 hotel rooms on the busiest night. So, you know, that's a lot of executives. That's a lot of sponsors and media, and obviously the players and celebrities that come in, and hopefully they'll spend lots and lots of money. There'll be other events around the city, not just at the ballpark. I believe there'll be a fan festival, you know, probably some autograph signings and other, you know, a big screen to watch the game at Navy Pier. So it'll be a big boost to the city. This usually happens second week of July. You know, the date is not set yet, but it's a busy time in the city in the summer, and I think the city will be proud to host another big event in Chicago.
Yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on at the Friendly Confines, that's for sure. Thanks so much. That is Justin Lawrence, reporter with Crane's Chicago Business. Coming up, remnants of a McDonald's spinoff coming to its traditional store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.